be afraid that she was out hobbled the gagging on Valentine's Day. And when she'd come home late, me and my brothers would be there with Daddy waiting for her, and we'd all be singing, slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again. Make her tell us more, Pa, tell us where she's been. We don't want our neighbors talking about our kin, so slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again. And Daddy would conduct the questioning. He'd say, Nay-day. It is 11:15. Where's your behind man? And she said, well, Daddy, I've been with Billy. Billy McWhirter. He said, Billy McWhirter, you've been with that McWhirter boy. You've been hopping the gogging day day. She said, no, Daddy, I ain't been hopping the gogging. I swear I ain't been hopping the gogging. He said, I don't believe you, Nadine. I said, Pa, you think she's lying? He looked at me and said, I know she's lying. I think we ought to give her the test. I said, Daddy, what's the test? He said, it's an old mountain test where you can tell if someone's been hobbledygogging. You grab you a lemon, and you cut it in half, and then you hold it down, and you squeeze that lemon on the feminine hydraulics, and if she screams, that means there's been reason to hobble the gee. But if she don't say nothing, that means she's been good. I said, well, Daddy, suppose she's just got self-control. He said, well, I still see the tears in her eyes. He said, get a lemon, boys, and hold her down. But sure enough, we grabbed Nadine, we held her down. Daddy got that lemon, cut it in half, the whole while Nadine's eyes opened wide. She was nervous that I could tell what was going to happen. Her cheeks flushed. Daddy grabbed that lemon and squeezed it, and sure enough, settles it, you no good. I can't believe I raised a little tap like you. Come on, boys, we're gonna get Billy McWhirter. But sure enough, we went running outside with our guns at the ready. And Billy McWhirter seen us coming. He seen the blood in our eyes. So he turned around, he opened a shot on us. And we fired back. We're running down the road. Come back here, Billy McWhirter. Ain't nobody gets away with hobbing the gogging with one of us, Grace Benelli's. You hear me, boy? But no, he kept hot-footing it, firing back at us. Well, we figured we better not track him down. One of us is going to get shot, so we figured we just wait and bide our time. Sure enough, a couple weeks went by, we snuck in old Billy's house. He was taking a bath. We could hear him sloshing around there in the tub. So sure enough, we tippy-toed on in there, banged the door open. There he was, naked and vulnerable. We looked at him, and he cowered as Daddy plugged in the toaster. He said, Billy, we thought you might like a little toast with your bath there. And he threw that baby in the water. Yeah! And we fried that boy! We fried that boy! And we hot-footed out of there and took off. And so justice was done. And Nadine's honor was saved. All because of the lemon test. I don't think that when the day finally comes and I get married and I have me a daughter, I would resort to anything as crude as that. Oh, sure, I'll be worried about my daughter. Sure, I'll be worried about her morals and her behavior. But I don't think I could bring myself to administer the lemon test to my own kin. No, I think if I suspected her, I'd do something a lot more civilized. I might just swab that thing a couple of times with some litmus paper.